paying respects. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden paying tribute to those who died defending the Republic of Korea with a wreath laying within the last hour at the Korean War National Cemetery in Seoul. He'll hold a joint news conference with South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol shortly. Back home, the president's plan to end the Title 42 health restrictions on immigrants at the southern border has been stopped by a federal judge's order.
That judge sided with 24 states that sued the Biden administration, saying the states proved ending Title 42 would cause immediate and irreparable harm. U.S. District Judge Robert Subberhayes points to increased border crossings and overcrowding at processing facilities that would then lead to increased costs for health care and schools.
But Fox's Jeff Paul reports the Justice Department says it will appeal that ruling. A stunning development Friday in the trial of former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman.
Clinton campaign manager for the 2016 cycle, Robbie Mook, casually told jurors that his boss, Hillary Clinton, gave her blessing to tip off a reporter to the now debunked Trump Russian bank story, even though the campaign was not 100% sold on the facts of that story. Mook told jurors, quote, "I discussed it with Hillary as well. I don't remember the substance of the conversation, but notionally, the discussion was, hey, we have this and we want to share it with a reporter. She agreed."
Fox's David Spunt reports the judge then allowed prosecutors to show the jurors a tweet from Hillary Clinton saying computer scientists had found a link between the Trump campaign and a Russian bank, a claim which FBI investigators found to be false. Attorney Sussman is charged with lying to the FBI. One person is dead, 40 others injured in a tornado touchdown in the northern Michigan town of Gaylord. Several homes and businesses damaged. Most of the town remains without power. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
It's the last weekend of campaigning in Georgia, where the governor appears to be withstanding a Trump endorsement for his opponent.
The incumbent governor, Brian Kemp, is facing a challenge from somebody who's considered to be part of the Republican establishment. Kemp, who is in his first term right now, has faced multiple repeated attacks from former President Trump, all because of the 2020 election. Kemp says he had no choice but to certify the results for President Biden, but ever since then, Trump has been vowing revenge. Trump even encouraged former Senator David Perdue to challenge Kemp for the gubernatorial nomination. Trump held a rally for Perdue back in March, but the endorsement really hasn't done a whole lot to help Perdue's standing in the latest polls.
Fox's Mark Meredith, still no winner in the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz leading businessman David McCormick, but by just over 1,000 votes. Both campaigns staffing up for recount challenges. Government attorneys say they'll not oppose a plan to lift all remaining restrictions on John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan in 1981. A federal judge in Washington ruled last year that Hinckley can be freed unconditionally next month. A devastating medical diagnosis for a country music performer.
The bassist and songwriter for the Zac Brown Band revealed he has ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. John Driscoll Hopkins shared the news alongside his band in a video on YouTube.
"Because my symptoms have been slow progressing from the start, we believe they will continue to be slow progressing going forward. God willing, I plan to be rocking with these amazing people for many years to come.
The 51-year-old musician also wrote a note to fans in which he revealed he's experiencing stiffness and some slurred speech. Hopkins created the foundation Hop on a Cure that supports research to prevent, reverse, and cure ALS. Currently, there is no cure for the disease. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.